All right, he's the assistant general manager of the San Francisco Giants, the National League pennant winners 3 times in 5 years. They get ready to go to Kansas City to open up the World Series, and that is Bobby Evans. Bobby, how are you today?
Hey, it's a great day. Doing well.
Yeah, boy, for you, again, this I know this doesn't get old, but this is different personnel-wise. And we've had so many callers today. Ryan Vogelsong was in earlier today. 12 was one group. This is another group. And Howard Bryant put in some perspective, baseball today maybe is not the dynasties of years ago. Maybe each team is a championship within its own.
Well, there's 11 or 12 guys on our NLCS roster. I haven't counted to date, but 11 or 12, maybe it's 11 guys that were not on the roster in 2012. And you know, that's only 2 years turnover. But yet there is a core. I mean, there's a core in the bullpen. 4 guys have been with us for 3 postseasons, in Affelt and Lopez and Casilla and Romo. Yeah. You know, the battery of Bumgarner and Posey. Of course, Kane's on the DL and Lincecum's in the bullpen, but those guys have been here throughout the 3 runs. And then, you know, Pablo, as much as he didn't play as much in 10, was a big part of the season in 10, and of course 12 and now in 14. So you've got a core, and that core you build around, and there's some guys that interchange maybe at different points, but it's a fun group, and they're committed to the next task at hand.
Maybe it's the starting pitching. Maybe that's what you think about. When Vogelsong was a big part of it, he's still here. But now you have Peavy and Hudson in there. There's no Kane. There's really no Lincecum, so to speak, as of yet. And it's Bumgarner. So maybe that's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, well, again, there's definitely changes. I mean, Pagan was, of course, a big part of 12, but now he's hurt. And yeah. And Kane would be here if it weren't for the surgery. And so... and Scudero would be if he weren't hurt, you know, and yet Panic has come in and filled in so well. So it is important to always have other options because you never know what's going to happen over the course of 162 games, and this is what we aim for.
Yeah.
To get to this point, now hopefully we can finish it.
Yeah, so maybe this one is a little bit more connected. It's only 2 years. You know.
Well, they're showing highlights from on MLB Network today of 2010 and 2012, and you look at, you know, how Bumgarner looked in 2010, how Posey looked in 2010, and you're seeing guys and Pablo, and you see the same faces, and they really haven't aged that much in 5 years. You have gained more experience, and they're more polished maybe in certain aspects of their game and their post-game interviews, but again, it's a good group.
Well, some of the wonderful moments of the Ishikawa home run have been shown on and on about you guys up in the booth, and you were up there with Brian, I'm sure Lee Elder and Dick Tidrow and everybody else up there. What was that moment like in the booth for you guys? We know what happens on the field, but you're behind the scenes, and you're almost like the parents.
Well, it was a stunning finish. I mean, we saw that Ishikawa hit that ball hard. It was, I think, you know, my expectation that was going to go up high off the wall, and when it carried over the fence, I was stunned. I just, you know, walk off home run to win it. I didn't see that coming, and yet I knew he hit it hard. I just didn't know he got it up enough, and I was stunned. I stared at the field and enjoyed the moment as long as he could, and then high-fived and hugged. And Brian, of course, you know, melted in his hands to the moment, and it was very special. And I've seen him do that before in certain circumstances, and is a very passionate, compassionate leader that we have, and it's a very proud moment.
Boy, it was amazing, just amazing. We go through this season. You know, I'm on 32 weekends in a row. You know what I do here, and I have to sort of walk through the season all the time. Larry Krug and I left. It's the mosaic. I always say it's, you know, it's the puzzle, and it's still not done. There's still some pieces left to put in. But you go through a season like this of the amazing start. I'm talking about this could be one of the greatest Giant teams in history. They may win 107 games. Then all of a sudden it goes the other way. Then you come back at the end. The veterans, I always say, take over in September. And now you're here with a chance to win a third World Series in 5 years. Who could script this stuff in baseball? I mean, you've got a plan. You've got to put names up on the board in November and say, all right, this is what we want. But who could script a season like this?
Well, after the start that we had in the first 60-plus games, I think we searched all year to find that magic from the first part of the year again. And, you know, with the roster changes and performances up and down in different areas, I give the guys credit. I mean, they fought the fight, and now we've got one final fight left. And those four wins are big for us. If we can find a way to get them done and finish this thing the right way, it is a mosaic of a season. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different pieces to it, and you know, if Matt Cain's arm isn't bothering him, you know, when it was, you know, maybe it bothers him after the deadline, you don't get a Jake Peavy. Yeah. You know, so there's so many different facets of it and so many great stories and already a lot accomplished, and again, still yet more to accomplish.
Look at Duffy coming up at that point, and Uglin not doing well, opening the door, you know, for Panic to stay here, who was already up at that point. So there's so many twists and turns in a season. Really, it's amazing to me. But here we are talking about another World Series once again. Bobby Evans with us. American League rules, the DH. And again, thanks to Bud Selig, the four games are in Kansas City because they won the All-Star game, which is absolutely nuts, I will tell you that. But, you know, it's a different game in Kansas City. You guys are an execution team. You guys are a bunting team. When you need it, late in the game, you're a double switch team. You don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, it is different. And, you know, having grown up on the East Coast and seen a lot more American League baseball, the National League baseball was always fascinating to me, especially in the postseason, seeing – I'll never forget Louis Tiant getting a big hit in the 75 World Series. You know, it was just very fascinating to me to see the pitcher hit. But yet, here we are with American League going to have a DH and here four of the seven games, and first two to namely start there in Kansas City. We, you know, Boach will have to, you know, take that approach and use it to our advantage. It gives us a chance to possibly put, you know, a different lineup out there than we've had any of the postseason, and Boach will find a way to use that to our advantage. And then when they come here, you know, knowing the National League Baseball as we do, hopefully that becomes an advantage for us, an additional advantage to playing at home.
Well, it should be an advantage because they don't get the DH. We've seen this. You know, the American League team comes in here. Now they got a pitcher's got a hit. Now they got to play. Now Ned Yost is probably, you know, bunting right as we speak. He's probably practicing the, you know, his buddy. He's like a Gene Mauk. You know, he goes back to that way of moving runners around. But they come in here, it's a different game. So it's amazing to me for baseball. You know, there's always a lot of decisions. You and I always kick these things around. But it's the grandest moment of the game, the celebration of the game. And they come in and they take a giant team and say, all right, you got to play like this. And the Royals, you can't do this. You've got to play like this. It's the ultimate party that MLB puts out there. Really?
Well, it is unique, and you know, baseball is very special in that, you know, it has allowed the two leagues to retain an identity that is different. In many years, you know, as you may recall, for years it used to be an American League umpire and a National League
That's
umpire,
correct.
And it wasn't until however many years ago in the last decade that they blended the umpires, yeah. So that it used to be one strike zone in the American League
that's
and one
right.
strike zone in the National League, and that's all changed. Whether the DH rule ever changes, I don't know. You know, I'm not in favor of the National League having the DH, so
yeah.
That'll be an interesting battle, I think.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it'll ever be won. I don't think it'll ever be won because National League is just steeped in that kind of tradition. But it is amazing to me that you bring the Royals in here and say, okay, this is what how you have to play the game. And I don't know, it's like miniature golf. You know, now you got to hit one over the clown's head to be the World Series champion. Bobby Evans with us. Apparently, Beer Can has reported that Bruce Bochy did say Lincecum is on the roster. A lot of people have called in about him. They're waiting for that one Lincecum moment. He still captivates the crowd.
I see it coming. I think it'll come, and I think it'll be exciting for all of us. He has meant so much to this franchise. The fact that we're here to this point is a testament to what he accomplished during the season, and although he has not pitched in the postseason, this guy's not let up. He's prepared, he's available, and everybody on the other side of the field knows it. And,
yeah.
And again, I'm sure there'll be an opportunity before it's over with.
All right, Kansas City. You know, now, of course, I don't. Were you in Kansas City for the three-game series in August, which is, of course, a different time, or July, I forget when it was.
No, but it was a tough series, and we recognized that, and there were things about that club that's changed since then, and there's things about our club that have changed since then. So it's certainly a learning curve for us and a little bit of a learning curve for them against us, and they did so well. Hopefully we can even that out.
I'm trying to think of a team in the National League that's similar to the Royals. And I realize, you know, that this is like the Cardinals of 82 or 83, you know, where they just run like crazy and hit a ball in the gap and they're on second. There's no question about it. And I started thinking of the Padres with Bud Black and the way he runs a game, the way they're always putting the when he has his players, he's always putting the pressure on. He's got a good bullpen. I tend to think, I don't know why this has come to mind, but it's more like Giants-Padres in many ways than because you're going to have to deal with that any moment. They're going to go. They're going to put the pressure on you. And you keep them off base, it's one thing, but they've got the good bullpen, but they're going to put the pressure on like the Padres do.
Well, they put the pressure on too because they want it to be a six-inning game. They want to be ahead after six innings because they have a good record at winning the game with their bullpen in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. So we've got to apply pressure early. And we may have to put an extra baseball in Belt's pocket over there to be safe.
Very good. That's for the hidden ball trick. Is
there
that
you
right?
go. There you go.
I guess someone, not someone, but I think Crawford or Panic did the hidden glove trick.
Yeah.
And someone just called in about that. And, of course, it's been talked about. It just shows me the relaxation of the biggest moment in the game. And these guys are hiding Belt's glove.
Yeah, and I think that's a testament to
my goodness
to their character and also the good relationship that these guys have with each other. And it is fun. They have fun playing the game, and that carries over to all of us enjoying watching them play.
Yeah, try doing that to Kirk Gibson. Yeah, hide his glove. Yeah, try doing that. You know, the old Gibson story in spring training when he went to the Dodgers. The first day of spring training, they took his helmet and put shoe polish around the brim. You know, not the brim, but the inside band of his helmet. And, of course, he put it on and then took it off, and he had this big thing on his head. When he saw that, he went absolutely nuts. And that's when he took over that team in 1988. They ended up winning the World Series. So you got to be careful. You got to pick your guy. You know, you don't want to do it to Vogelsong the day before he pitches.
Yeah,
you know?
Balance your fun with your intensity. That's
yeah.
right.
All right, what do you expect in this series? You know, who knows? I'm just chattering here, but what do you think of a series like this? You only hit a few home runs in this one. They all came in the last game. What do you see coming?
I don't know that we can rule anything out at this point. I think we want to pitch well, we want to get our guys deep into games so that our bullpen can come in and play its role, and it's been very successful, as has been their bullpen. I think that we've got to play sharp defense. We know that. We saw it in this series where our defense had any lapses, it cost us, and so we know that because we're here because of our defense, and we know that we need to continue to keep that strong. I think we have to grind out at bats. I think our yeah. guys have done a great job of finding a way to push their way to some runs early in the game that have given us an advantage. We know when we score first, we have an advantage over the course of the season. I think it's interesting because the elements that they bring, we have to find their weaknesses too. We know they have significant strengths that have been talked about. Part of our job is to find their weaknesses and take advantage of those weaknesses. And that will play out over the course of the series.
Yeah, maybe in the starting pitching. And again, I've said this since all this began. You face one lefty so far, Gio Gonzalez, and you got a ton of left-handed hitting in the lineup. I like that. I think that's been very fortuitous. And I still say it's the lefty relievers. We saw it with Choate and Gonzalez. We saw it in the Washington series as well. And I think the lefty relievers have a big part on both sides because you got lefty hitters on Kansas City, too. My prediction is Affelter Lopez, MVP of the series.
Well, I'd be happy with anybody on our side that's the MVP, yeah. No question.
All right. Hey, last thought for you, Petit. He's sort of making a spot for himself in the major leagues, swingman. If you look up swingman on Wikipedia, his picture is going to be in here. He can give you 10 or 12 starts, and then he can come out of the bullpen 30 times.
Yeah, well, what a special story.
Isn't it?
Already for this season where he had that run, retiring 46 consecutive
How
guys.
How about that?
Last year, the near-perfect game. This year coming in with the nice run, but also then getting a chance to be on the club for the full year and finishing the year as a starter. And then the contributions he's made in the postseason, 9 innings, 11 strikeouts, two wow. Base hits. What a good run and how impressive of a guy and well-deserved. I mean, this is a strong kid, and it gives us a lot of things to look forward to as we get into this last series, as well as we think about the future.
Yeah, because, you know, let's forget it's petite for a second. If I told you, here's a guy who's that age, was he 29 or 30, I forget what he is now, and he pitched a near-perfect game last year. He retired 26, and the last one was a bloop into right. And this year he came back and retired 46 batters in a row. And I said, well, you think he could make your team? I mean, really. I mean, you know, we sort of don't think about him a lot. This is a very valuable part of the team.
No, it is. And I give him credit. I mean, not everybody can do that. Not everybody can be a swingman and pitch out of the pen and log two or three or four innings and then take a week off and come back and throw a key sixth inning outing and then back-to-back days or what have you, and then ultimately move into a rotation. And it's amazing. It's a credit to Guardian Rags again for their work with him. We saw a lot of potential in him. That's why we brought him into the organization to begin with. That's why we brought him back. And yet he's been through waivers and cleared and come back.
Amazing.
And here he is on this roster and making significant contributions.
Yeah, it's a big part of it. It's a big part of it. That's why I say we don't talk about him a lot. But if you didn't know it was him and I told you this is the guy, you'd pick him up in a second. It's amazing.
People now know how to say Yusmero just because of.
Does he have a nickname? He's got to have a nickname, doesn't he? Yuzi?
I don't know.
It's got to be. It's always
know,
a Yuzi.
He's a
Petey.
He's a great story for the year.
Petey. Probably that's it. Petey. All right. Hey, pleasure having you on. You've been great all year long. Maybe we'll have you on next weekend. Who knows how the first. We have shows on Saturday and Sunday, which would be game five if necessary. But you've been great all year long, and I appreciate it.
Well, it's good to be with you. Thank you, Marty. You do a great job. We appreciate you.
Thank you. All right, that is Bobby Evans, assistant general manager of the Giants. More coming up, 808 KMBR.